Thank you, Meg. All right, then we'll get started. So I'll call the Treasury Oversight Committee meeting Monday, May 31st, 2017 to order. First on the agenda is public comments. I don't see anybody down in, up in North County. Anybody? South County? No? We'll go ahead and move to the minutes then. I'd like to separate out the minutes for approval. Molly wasn't here on the December, so she'll probably have to abstain from the...
Neither was I.
Yes, on the vote. So let's go over the meeting minutes for December 7th. Is there any changes that need to be made or... Okay, if I could get somebody to...
Move to approve the December 7th minutes.
I'll second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? All those abstained?
Me.
And now let's go to the minutes are approved for December 7th. Let's go to the minutes for the March 6th meeting. Are there any changes or anything that needs to be done with these minutes? Molly, are you?
This looks good to me.
Okay. If I could get a motion.
Move to approve.
And a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstained? Minutes are approved for March 6, 2017. Next item on the list is the quarterly investor report. So I'll be going, just touching it briefly. So as of the, as of March 31st, 2017, the Treasury was in compliance with Model County's investment policy. The weighted average maturity was 644 days as of March 31st. Let's see here. It is anticipated that the County Treasury will be able to meet the liquidity requirements of its pooled participants for the next 6 months. See, on the last day of the quarter, on a cost basis, the portfolio totaled $88,840,018.87, and the market value was $88,294,172.64, or 99.386% of cost. The earned interest rate for the quarter ending March 31st, 2017 was 1.2609%.
That's great.
So we've been increasing that slowly.
That is good.
Very good.
The next page, next four pages, I believe, yes, are all of our securities by security sector. Does anybody have any questions on any of the securities? Okay. The next page is the distribution by asset category using market value. Let's see here. There weren't too many changes. Leif went down just slightly, about 4.5%. We did add our first U.S. Treasury to the pool. It was just the spread between agencies and the treasury and treasuries were almost, they were negligible. They were less than a basis point. So I went with the, we had a spot to fill. So I went with the Treasury because it's, you know, it's more secure. Okay. Following page is the maturity distribution as of March 31st, 2017. You see this? The ladder's fairly well filled out. Still a little high in the second and third quarters. There's some callables there that the market's gone down, so in the next 6 months they might get called out of there. The maturity distribution might, over the next 6 months, might change slightly. We might be filling the middle section, around 2.5, 3 years. The yield curve is starting to flatten out. And what that means is if you can double double invest in about 2.5 years, and you actually make more yield than going out for half of that in the 5-year mark. So we'll be looking at that probably around September if the yield curve keeps flattening out. Following page is the Treasury cash balance as of the last day of the most recent 14 months. Our balance on March 31st was the $88 million. And you can compare it to March of the prior year. And we are sitting about $9 million more in the pool. It looks to me like everybody's just saving, still in the saving mode, so the pool's getting a little larger.
How are the tax collections this year as opposed to?
Tax collections are actually pretty good. We're below 2% delinquency right now. And normally we're up around 3% this time of year. So a lot more people are paying their bills, definitely. The next page is the Treasury pool quarterly yield comparison. You can see the county is sitting at about 1.24%. 1.26%, and then the 2 years at 1.24%, and LAIF is sitting at about 0.78%. So we're still ahead of our benchmarks. And then we add, is this one we added? Yeah, we added the investment pool participants to the report. We listed all the participants and who aren't participating. There is one, I was brought to my attention that we missed, was it Mammoth? It was Mammoth Community Water District, I believe, and that should be in the non-participating pool. We'll get that fixed on our next report. Percentages haven't changed much. The county's at 39%, schools are 34%, special district 17%, non-county funds 7%, and then 3% for voluntary depositors. And that's about it for the investment report. Does anybody have any questions? Molly, any questions on that?
Oh, that looked terrific. Thank you so much, Gerald.
Okay. Let's see. The next item on the agenda is the Treasury audit. So each year, the pool is audited for compliance. I went through the audit, and we are in compliance with the audit in all categories. Does anybody have any questions on the audit?
Have we used the firm on a regular basis, or how's the firm?
Clifton Larson Allen took over Galena. Galena has been doing the county's audits for several years. I don't know how many exactly, mm-hmm. But then they were bought out by, or brought into the fold by Clifton. And so we do have some history with, not with Clifton, but Galena, who actually did the audit.
Okay.
And they're required to switch out their lead auditors. I wanna say it's on a 7-year basis, but don't quote me on that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have the same lead auditor.
So there's a
rotation. There's rotation, yes.
Get some different eyes on it.
Yeah, exactly. So if something's missed, it'll be picked up when they switch lead auditors. So. Okay. So I think we should probably go ahead and.
Is Clifton Larson Allen a real person?
They're a company back east somewhere. I'm not sure.
Because someone signed it.
Somebody actually signed
Clifton
it.
Clifton Larson Allen.
Yes, I did. That's interesting.
That's how CPA firms do it.
They sign for the CPA firm.
I would remember my first firm, Librand, Ross Brothers, and Montgomery was always saying.
Sign that way.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And the Ross Brothers, they were all dead by that time, but their names carried on.
All righty, let's see here. Do we have a motion to approve and accept the audit?
I make a motion to approve and accept the audit.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Abstain? Motion passes. the Treasury Oversight Committee compliance report was accepted for June 30th, 2016. Are there any questions or recommendations or anything you want to discuss other than?
When would the financial audit of the county be done?
It's already finished.
It's finished.
It should be, I believe it is on the internet now, along with the single audit also. That should all be on the internet for you to view.
Yeah, that was presented to the board, I think, last month.
Was it last month?
Yeah.
I think our biggest question as a school district is just kind of the looking at what is the future looking at in terms of property taxes. Has there been any, is there any more talk on the appeals that are going on? There was talk a couple meetings back when we sat in the Oversight Committee about potentially releasing some funding that had been set aside, that potentially some of that funding would come back to us. Do we know where we're at with that?
I don't think we know where we're at with that yet. I don't believe.
I know
so
Stephanie's working on an updated ABA report to show the Prop 13 growth and all of that.
But. Okay. With the ski area, the ski area selling, I don't know if they pulled their appeals. I think the assessor was going to ask, you know, request that they pull their appeals because it sold for much more than what the value on the roll was.
Okay.
So it's hard to, you know, base a reduction when you've sold it for more money. So
yes.
I don't know where that's at yet.
So their basis for their argument kind of went away.
Yeah, I would think so.
Increased in value when it was suddenly purchased.
Yes.
It's a hard argument to make.
So, but I know, and even that's a long process for when it sells versus when the taxes all catch up, and then they'll go through another appeals process most likely after this sale is what we were.
I would anticipate that. Yes,
just
it's a lot
the way
of money.
It rolls.
Yeah. Yes, and it's probably going to take a while to get it on the roll. I would think too, because. We need to have some, you know, I'm sure the assessor's office will have to, you know, evaluate it all.
Okay.
And whether that's outside assistance or all internal, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So the same question on the geothermal part.
For Ormat?
Yeah.
That's, far as I understand, it's still under appeal. So I'm not sure where the assessor's at on that.
Gerald, has the assessor been making any reports on these things to the Board of Supervisors? I don't really follow their meetings. I wonder if there's a place we can go to look for updates there, do you know, if there's been anything officially reported?
I haven't heard anything officially reported,
you know,
so I'm not
Barry
sure.
Barry comes by once in a while and tells us what's going on. I don't recall what he said last time.
Just as a department update or something.
Yeah.
And we used to have kind of twice a year, there was usually a meeting that went over kind of where we're at and what's going on. And I know with the change, we haven't had those anymore. But is that something we can request to have again?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll talk to Jen.
Okay. Because I think that's very helpful. And it's nice for all of us agencies to be together in one room and also be able to talk about, you know, how are you, what are you anticipating and bounce ideas off of each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's helpful. I enjoyed those.
Fewer surprises.
Yes.
Well, there's also, it's a good point, there's also, I think, a lot of public confusion about where taxes go.
There is a lot.
I was just saying, we have a situation in June Lake where people say, I pay taxes, and why don't I get? And then when you really look at what taxes are paid and what you do get, that's kind of an interesting conversation, given who pays what taxes in what part of the county and what the services that are provided in what part of the county based on the taxes that are paid. And it would be good to have more, you know, public conversation about that so that people are more aware of, you know.
We're kind of in that situation right now at the school district because we are deficit spending. I think we all know that the expenditures are just increasing rapidly with just retirement alone and health insurance, and the revenues aren't even back to where they were at our peak in 9-10. So we're explaining to the public about how the property tax, how your property tax bill is kind of split out, and we don't get all of that. And then it's also then split up amongst Eastern Sierra, depending on your district boundaries, and all the other agencies that are included in that. So it's
just some helpful visuals too that show for every dollar you pay in property tax, where does it go in terms of the county, the schools, special districts, and what's left over. And that those chunks are not, I think, universally understood by any means.
Correct.
The budget pie charts.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yep.
But I don't, do those actually break down to district levels, or is it more in general?
That's probably something we could do in the budget process and have a little more discussion on that. Yeah. That's a good point. So that we, as we talk about the budget, and we should all do that in terms of our budgets, remind everyone that we're talking about this piece, which is only this slice of the pie in terms of the total dollar contributed in taxes.
And it reminding, I mean, it's also a reminder that everyone in California pays the same tax rate, and then it varies from county to county on bonds, parcel taxes, and other taxes.
Yeah, I had somebody say to me, you know, I don't know why we don't have trash. The county doesn't provide trash collection in June Lake. I said, well, you know, you got to look far and wide to find a municipality, county, or city that provides trash collection without a fee. And they said, well, I pay taxes. And I said, well, tell me about the taxes you pay.
Yes.
Well, that person pays half as much taxes that I pay because of Proposition 13.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to go that far,
exactly.
But that's an interesting conversation where, okay, and the inequities that have been created, and that doesn't even get into the commercial piece of it, which is also an issue. But again, it's the whole awareness of an education about the amount of taxes we pay, the limitations there on them, and what money is then available to do the things that are needed for the agencies that are involved.
Correct. I agree. I think that would be a nice...
It's a great opportunity for a story.
Yes. I was just going to say that. I think it would be a wonderful...
But it's a hard one to put together,
is,
to get into and get out of, and because it really requires visuals to do the best well. But it's something that... It's
and Abigail's doing a really good job at trying to learn it and understand it.
Oh, thanks, Brooke.
It's hard.
I'm here to learn. That's why I'm here today. So.
And I mean, I still have to learn from it. I mean, it's always... You guys are amazing. That's what I always say. It's the county. We all have our roles of expertise, and thank you to the county.
So I have a couple things. We have the capability of putting our audio minutes online now for these meetings. Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Is there any... That way somebody can actually listen to the meeting. Give them a little bit more access besides just the minutes, the written minutes.
That'll be my evening entertainment to re-listen to them.
Okay, then we'll start putting them all on there.
During the basketball finals and the Stanley Cup finals.
I appreciate that. That's very helpful for us so we can go back and clarify things.
Yeah.
I have one question. We're making some nice improvement on our investment returns. Do you have a sense at all of how we're doing with the quarter that we're 2/3 through, and any trajectory going forward? What are you seeing for our average returns maybe for the upcoming year for budgeting?
What's that graph going to look like?
Yeah, that's a tough one. The yield curve is flattening out. So let me put that in perspective. So 3 months ago, the 2-year treasury was sitting at about 129,
mm-hmm.
approximately 128, 129. The 5-year treasury was sitting at just over 2%. So we had over 70 basis points spread between the two, investing in a 2-year treasury and a 5-year treasury.
Mm-hmm.
As of this morning, we're sitting at about 48, 49, the last time I looked, spread, which
mm-hmm.
means it's getting, it's less, there's less incentive to go out 5 years right now. If the yield curve flattens out much more, we're probably going to really start moving to a shorter term, because we can actually technically invest more money because we have a weighted average maturity constraints of 730 days, which is 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So right as of September, at our lowest cash flow position, we're sitting at about, my forecasting is sitting us at about 730, right around there. So if we invest shorter term, we can get the, as to long term, we can get twice as much invested and get a little bit more yield out of it than going long and having the same effect on our weighted average maturity.
Okay.
So as far as the next year, I mean, the markets are still forecasting an increase in yield, but I mean, we went down from a little over 2% 3 months ago, and I want to say we're at 176 this morning. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge drop. There's a lot of political volatility right now, which is, you know, every news, you know, every day there's a different news article, and it either makes the market go up or go down, and it's really hard to track right now what's going on. You know, with the new president, and he seems to be lagging on the infrastructure, you know, reconstruction of the infrastructure a little bit. So that's starting to weigh on the economy also. That's starting to bring down the yields because they were anticipating all these new jobs, and they're not there yet. We're not there yet. So it's a guess right now. I can tell you that what it's looking like for our end of our next quarter, ending June 30th, we should be right around 1.3%. We should be still up a little bit again. So.
Okay.
But going out a year, I don't want to touch that one.
We surprised Gerald in another meeting with a nonprofit when we were talking about investments. The advisor said that they still think that 8 to 9%, you know, for the market was a reasonable prediction for the year, which surprised me, given just the factors that you're talking about, the volatility and everything. I mean, do you think that's too optimistic?
Well, we'll see.
I know it's
It's hard to tell. I didn't anticipate the market dropping, you know, the 5-year yields dropping back down in the 170s. That's just because we were doing very, you know, a steady increase for months, and then all of a sudden just hit us. You know, you've got the Feds, you know, raising interest, which hurts the yield a little bit. It flattens it when they raise, it'll flatten out the yield curve slightly. But this last meeting they have, they're really dovish. They call it hawkish and dovish. They're really hawkish at the prior meeting, and then this one they became a little dovish because they're afraid that the I'm sorry, just drew a blank. totally drew a blank.
National security?
No, the economy, the
because that's what
I hate
that's
when
what
happens.
That's what we heard, was the national security's got people kind of nervous.
Well, the
GDP, are you thinking?
No, not GDP. GDP's kind of was down slightly from what on the last report. I'll think about it in a second. When I stop thinking about it, the word will come to me. Inflation. There we go. They were afraid inflation was going to drop below 2%, and that the benchmark is 2%, and they don't want it ever dropping below that. So they became very dovish, and it doesn't look like there's less chance of them raising interest rates again on the next meeting. So it just, a lot of it has to do with politics. Mm-hmm. You know, all the stuff that's going on right now. It's more emotional investing rather, you know, than going by the fundamentals. So. So one other thing, so we have an option to buy CDs from banks from outside the country. Now they have a presence in the country, and they're licensed to operate in the United States. The one I'm looking at right now is the State Bank of India. They have a really good yield on it, and it's fully FDIC insured, so it's 100% guaranteed by the United States government. Does anybody have any thoughts about that?
Versus the Victor Valley, California Community service district?
Oh, well, yeah. That's
when I read these things, it just cracks me up who we've got investments with.
the municipals, yeah.
Yeah. Middleton Community Bank.
So are you saying we would buy only enough to stay underneath the FDIC insurance limits?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, right now we're purchasing about, the CDs we purchase are at about $245,000, which keeps us under that $250,000 insurance, which covers our interest also on it. So if something happened, a bank failed, we wouldn't be out any money.
What type of yield would you be getting on these?
They have a 5-year right now at 245, jeez, which is a lot higher than.
Yeah.
Really?
You
know,
like double, huh?
Free market. And some of the domestic ones could increase their rates if they wanted to be competitive,
mm-hmm,
which would make us want to use them. So, you know.
And the key is it's FDIC insured, so the government's guaranteed. It's like buying a treasury bond. So.
Yeah, the risk is.
So we're investing in India.
In their, it's actually their largest bank. Mm-hmm. If we were to go out and
others,
do that.
What's the trend there, Gerald? In terms of are others doing that?
Others are doing that. Not all of them. It's more, I want to say it's more political not to do it rather than, financial, whether it's risky or not. It's more political that, you know, agencies don't want to invest in an outside bank.
It's kind of like not buying American, right?
Yeah. So, any thoughts other than...
I mean, I'm kind of sort of on a reluctant view of it,
mm-hmm,
at the moment, because we've chosen not to invest in some organizations that have been found to be unlawful or are not in keeping with good standards, or,
mm-hmm,
you know, they've done fraudulent things. So I don't know. I mean, it's a question of whether we want to invest. I guess if from perspective, we want to maximize our yields, then maybe, you know, taking the best deal isn't such a bad thing, even though it might be an idea.
Yeah. Now, I would draw the line if, like, Deutsche Bank had a CD, even if it was FDIC, IC insured, wouldn't do that because of their business practices.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the State Bank of India, I'd have to do some more research, but I don't see them, any problems with them right now.
They haven't done anything,
newsworthy.
Newsworthy, yeah.
not that I can tell right now.
So I guess with that, I would say, yeah, why not? If you're going to check it out some more.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and Gerald, I mean, it's not a really significant investment decision if we're staying under $250,000. It's not like we're talking about very much of our portfolio. So. Well, you know, speaking of emotional investing, I have an emotional response to, like, what, India? But I don't think there's a very
rational...
You should
work for the stock exchange.
So, yeah, I wouldn't have any problem with buying a CD.
Okay. All right, then I'll look into it further.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see some red flag, maybe bring it back to us or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Any other topics? Molly?
Not for me, thank you.
Okay. So the next item is the next meeting. I'll send out a doodle request again.
Perfect.
It seems
great.
To work really well.
Work
I can pick
well.
The one that the day that meets more
like
the most people. Probably August, I would think. Sometime in August. All right. I guess the... Monday, May 31st, 2017, meeting of the Treasury Oversight Committee is adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye, Molly.
Thank you guys
Bye.
For setting this up. Appreciate
it. And if you have any topics that you want to discuss, let me know and I'll put them on the agenda and I'll doing research that you...